Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord Christ and Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe and trust that you are well. I want to take this opportunity to appreciate you for your prayers. Thank you for the encouragement. May the good Lord bless you. Yem, brother Masuzio Chavula. From Zambia. We will continue with the thought that we started on Friend, How Comest Thou In? Yesterday, we looked at those that came into the fold through pretense or hypocrisy. They pretended to be wearing the righteousness of the Lord Jesus. Yet they were darkness, and the aim was to devour or destroy the children of God. Let us continue with our chapter in the book of Matthew 22, verse 12, where we are taking our subject. In verse 12, the Bible reads, And he saith unto him, Friend, how comest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Brothers and sisters, today I want us to look at the same thought we started yesterday. And now, this Satan is able to transform himself into the angel of light, and yet his darkness and his ministers are able to do the same. And we read in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 and 15, which reads, And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. Now, brothers, there are those who come into the fold in the name of peace. When we look back in the church ages, we find the man by the name of Constantino, whom God gave victory through the prayers of the saints of his age, who had prayed for him when God had given him a vision that in the sign of the cross, you'll be able to overcome or to conquer. And when he had talked to the Christians to say, pray for me, and when they prayed that he should have victory, he had victory. And he had stopped the persecution of the Christians. But there was a time when people were fighting over doctrines, and one of them was Godhead. And we know that Constantino was a pagan, but he came in the name of peace to unite a church because they were confused. Others we are saying there are three gods. Others stood with the revelation of the Lord Jesus that there's one God, and Jesus, his God, was revealed in the flesh or in human form, God revealing himself in human through the body of Jesus Christ. So Constantino came in the name of peace. Now, as he came in the name of peace, something was introduced. See, Friend, how comest thou in? These ones, they came in the name of peace. Constantino came in the name of peace to unite the church. But oh my, behind that, there was a spirit of the devil trying to bring destruction, to destroy the works of the Lord, to destroy the doctrines of God. And something was introduced. What was introduced? It was a way of voting in the house of the Lord. People had to vote. It was no longer the Spirit of God to reveal the truth. But how did the devil come in? He came through the way of peace. That's how Constantino came. Friend, how comest thou in? He came in the name of peace. We should have peace. Let's come together and reason together. But what happened? They were told to vote. And the majority of the people voted. They voted for their three gods. And that's the birth of Trinity. We all know the church history. So how do we see the devil coming in? Sometimes the devil may come in the name of peace. See, just like the way Constantino came. He came with something that looked to be good intention, but its aim was to destroy the doctrines of God in the house of the Lord. And the doctrine was destroyed, but we give glory unto God who was able to bring us back unto the truth. So friends, see, it's not everyone who comes in the name of peace who bring peace. The devil is craft. And Paul tells us to say, stand against the worries of the devil. He has got many crooked ways, or now he desires to come into the fold in order to destroy the work of the Lord. And his main aim is to introduce false doctrines. Just like Brother Richard Gunn used to put it, to say, the devil dwells in false doctrines, and demons are found in false doctrine, which is true. But how do they find themselves in? You see, here Constantino came in the name of peace, came in the name of uniting the church, and it looked harmless, but look at the end result. The end result was the loss of the truth of God. And people started living according to the doctrine they had received in where demons were dwelling. Surely, I agree with Brother Gunn. That statement is powerful, that demons dwell in false doctrines. When you believe the wrong thing, you live the wrong life. You begin to behave in a wrong way because you have believed wrong things. Friends, you see how the devil came in during the time of Constantino. How did he come into the fort? He came into the fort in the name of peace because he had victory through the prayers of the saint. And others, I believe, they looked at him to be a saint as well because he had the vision. That vision never made him holy. But I believe to others, it was like he was wearing righteousness, like the way put it. I mean, like the way Paul puts it in 2 Corinthians. That the ministers of the devil, they are transformed also as ministers of righteousness. See? So I believe Constantino, when he had that vision, others thought, oh, surely he's a minister of righteousness. But it wasn't so. So at the time there was confusion, at the time there was battle. When he came, Silas believed to say he can help us. After all, at some point he had visions, and we saw that vision come to pass when we stood with him and prayed with him. But that was a devil disguising himself. My brother, my sister, I want to encourage you. I just want to strengthen you with the word of the Lord. That in this world we live in, it's not everything that appears to be good is good. There's nothing good that can come from the devil. The Bible tells us to say every good gift comes from above. Surely it does. When the devil offers you something that appears to be good, no, hidden in it is death. When Constantino offered peace to unite the church, what was hidden in it? It was destruction of the fellowship. It was death behind it. And the devil has not changed. He's still the same today. But friends, how does he come? Here we see he came in the name of peace and uniting the church. Still the same devil, trying to destroy the flock of God. Trying to bring death in the name of peace. My brothers and sisters, this is time for us to watch and pray. Be alert, be attentive. Because the devil tried to use any device he can use to make the believers fall, to distract you and I. His aim is to destroy. But let us be prayerful. Just like we see there's confusion in the fellowships. You know, like we saw, there's confusion in the message. And we hear in the book of Thessalonians, Paul speaks of when they come to say peace, peace, then suddenly destruction falls upon them. See? People come in the name of, oh, peace, 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 let's unite, let's stop this. But destruction will suddenly fall upon them. So when the devil is speaking of peace, peace, there's destruction that will come and fall upon this world. Just like we see when Constantinos spoke of peace to unite the church, destruction came upon the church. How did destruction come about? The truth disappeared. And we know the truth is Christ, and Christ is life unto us. He speaks unto us to say, I am the way, truth, and life. So when you unite where there is no truth, it means you are uniting where there is death. You speak of peace, 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 where there is no Christ, it means there is death. So let's be spiritually sensitive to discern and be able to overcome these battles. For the devil has got many worries he can use to distract the flock of God. And he is coming among the children of God. He is not going to fight us from outside. But let's be spiritually sensitive to discern and stand and overcome. May the Lord help you and I to overcome. May the Lord strengthen you and I that we may be able to overcome. May this good Lord continue helping us, granting us his grace that we may be able to discern. Brothers and sisters, may the good Lord bless you and hear, as tomorrow we'll be closing it up. Amen.